The next primary state after tonight is Wisconsin, which has become a magnet for all the remaining candidates. John Edwards has been campaigning hard there in the past 2 days, and NPR's Adam Hochberg has been there right along with him. Adam, Edwards got out of Tennessee ahead of today's voting, maybe a sign that he knew he might not be the winner?
Well, Senator Edwards was saying for the past several days that his expectations in Virginia and Tennessee were perhaps not as high as they had been initially in the campaign. Yesterday, when he appeared at a campaign stop in Norfolk, Virginia, Senator Edwards said he'd be happy to finish in the top two in Virginia and Tennessee. He knew at that point that he was running significantly behind Senator Kerry in both states, and he was putting a positive spin on it and saying, if I finish second place, that's fine.
Edwards' strategy to win the nomination was dependent on a strong showing in the South. He's campaigned there essentially saying, I understand you because I'm one of you. What has been his message there in the Middle West?
Well, he's making his first appearance in Wisconsin this evening. He has not arrived yet. He campaigned in Tennessee over the weekend. He campaigned yesterday in both a little community outside of Nashville, Tennessee, where he talked to workers who had been displaced in a plant closing, and then went on to Norfolk, Virginia yesterday. This actually is his first stop in Wisconsin, at least in the last few days. And then he'll do a day and a half swing through the state. He has three stops in Wisconsin tomorrow, and he'll make one more stop in Racine on Thursday, and try to find some common ground with the Midwestern values here. Senator Edwards has said that some of the issues that the upper Midwest is facing are similar to what his native South is facing. Loss of manufacturing jobs, questions about the future of the manufacturing economy, and he hopes that his Southern values will also appeal to Midwestern voters.
And losing in Virginia, the neighboring state just to the north, that has to sting for the Edwards camp. What are they saying about the showing there?
Sure, it hurts both Virginia and Tennessee, neighbor Senator Edwards' home state of North Carolina. They had been trying to run a campaign based on the Southern accent of Senator Edwards. As he campaigned around Virginia and Tennessee, he was fond of saying that the South is not George Bush's backyard, it's my backyard. He's fond of pointing out that Democrats have had trouble nominating with any of its nominees winning the presidential race who did not win at least five Southern states. But that message did not resonate with voters as well as Senator Kerry's message did. Even though Senator Kerry did not spend nearly as much time in Tennessee and Virginia as Senator Edwards did, there's a momentum factor here, and a lot of the voters I spoke with in those two states simply expressed the opinion that Senator Kerry, they thought, was more electable.
Just quickly, it seems like he's got some confidence, though. He's looking forward to California. He's planning an appearance on The Tonight Show this Friday. What are his goals?
The message from the Edwards campaign here tonight is full steam ahead. They are proceeding with campaigning in Wisconsin. They're going out to California for about a day and a half of campaigning, including an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno on Friday. They say they're in this for keeps. They're going to compete in Wisconsin. They're going to compete in California, and they're going to compete in all the March 2nd states. And their strategy is to turn this into a two-person race between Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards. And at that point, the Edwards campaign thinks that they'll be able to accumulate some support from the other candidates who they hope will have dropped out of the race by that point. And they think that will be their ticket to success, to turn this into a two-man campaign.
And just very, very quickly, no sense that he's getting any pressure to bow out.
No, everybody here, you know, through the whole campaign, he's been Mr. Positive. He does not attack other candidates, and he doesn't talk about any other scenario except him being President of the United States.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
NPR's Adam Hochberg. We're reporting tonight that Senator John Kerry has scored big primary wins in Virginia and Tennessee.